The Buddhist breath meditation instructions fall into 16 steps, which he divides into 4 tetrads. In other words, 4 sets of 4. The first one dealing with the body, the second with feelings, the third with mind, and the fourth with dhammas, or mental qualities. The first 3 are done together in parallel. It's a mistake to think that first you deal with the body thoroughly, and then when you finish with the body, then you deal with feelings. And when you finish with feelings, you then deal with the mind. Because when you're sitting here, you've got all 3 right here together. You've got the breath coming in and out of the body. And there are going to be feelings, either pleasant feelings or unpleasant feelings, associated with the breath. And there's the mind, which is aware of these things. In order to bring all 3 of them together. And you'll find that sometimes 1 is easy, or 2 of them are easy. Maybe 1 or 2 of them are hard. It's a good checklist. If you have trouble settling down, is the problem with the body? Is the problem with the feelings? Or is the problem with the mind? If the problem is with the body, you work on different ways of breathing. The problem is with feelings, you find ways of establishing a sense of ease, a sense of well-being, even a sense of refreshment. See if that gets the mind to settle down. But all too often the problem is really with the mind. That's when you focus on the third tetrad. Third tetrad has 4 steps. 1 is you breathe in and out, sensitive to the mind. 2 is you breathe in and out, gladdening the mind. 3 is you breathe in and out, concentrating or steadying the mind. And the 4th is you breathe in and out, releasing the mind. Being sensitive to the mind is basically putting the mind in that state where the Buddha describes himself at the beginning of his path. Stepping back from his thoughts, stepping back from his moods, remembering that the word mind means not only the thinking part, but also the feeling part, in other words, the heart. What kinds of thoughts are going through the mind? What kinds of desires are going through the mind and heart? Are they dealing with sensuality? Are they dealing with ill will? Are they dealing with thoughts of harmfulness? If they are, you've got to change things. You've got to encourage thoughts of renunciation, thoughts of goodwill, thoughts of harmlessness. Renunciation here doesn't mean just giving things up. It means looking for pleasure in a different way from sensuality. This way you get also into the level of energy in the heart and mind. If the energy level is too low, how do you raise it? If it's too high, how do you bring it down? This is where the gladdening comes in. An important step in getting your mind into concentration is you gladden it first. All too often we think, well, we'll wait until the breath gets really nice, and then we'll get some pleasure out of our concentration. But first you've got to learn how to gladden the mind even before the mind settles down. So tell yourself, you're just going to sit here breathing. You have no other responsibilities. If you're carrying in thoughts of the day, say, give the body a chance to rest. It's been working hard, because when the mind is working hard, the body works hard too. There'll be different patterns of tension going through the body related to your different ways of thinking. You've got to flush those out. So think of the whole body breathing. Every part of the body has nothing to do but breathe. So if you're thinking about work, thinking about issues around the home, around the society, tell yourself, I need a break. Just let the whole body breathe in. Every cell has no other responsibilities. That's a gladdening thought right there. Now, if your level of energy is too low, think in ways that raise it up. Come back from work and you're tired, and you realize you haven't done your meditation yet for the day. Don't think of it as a chore. Don't think of it as something where you're doing without the possibility of entertaining yourself after work. Think of it more as an opportunity. Again, you have nothing to do but breathe. You can breathe in ways that fill the whole torso, that fill the whole body with energy. Long in, short out, long in, short out. That lifts the level of energy. It allows you to think in ways that are more conducive to the meditation. That you're happy to look for happiness in a way that doesn't involve sensuality at all. You don't have to think about sights, sounds, smells, tastes, tactile sensations. Just the one idea of concentration, one idea of breath, one idea of healing yourself for a while. Love all the frazzled parts of the body and the mind and the heart to be soothed. And you're happy to have this opportunity. And thoughts of goodwill can also be energizing, gladdening. You're sitting here finding happiness in a way that doesn't take anything away from anyone else, doesn't use up resources. Leaves a very light footprint. And here's your chance to find some happiness from within that doesn't depend on things outside being a certain way. Because goodwill is a form of wealth. The Buddha actually makes that comparison. It's something you can create from within. You don't have to borrow anything from anyone else. You can create as much as you want. And the value increases the more you create. And finally, harmlessness. Remind yourself you're engaging in a practice that harms nobody at all. All too often we think of things we can do, but it's going to place a burden on somebody someplace. Feeding, of course, our main pleasure, our main sensual pleasure in life. Involves a lot of work for us, for other people. But just sitting here breathing harms no one in any way. Good effects ripple out. So when you think in these ways, it brings the mind into the right level of energy, the right level of motivation. If you've been tired, you're glad to have some more energy. If you've been frazzled and running around a lot, you're glad to settle down. That's the ideal state for getting the mind into concentration, which is the third step. You learn how to get there, and then you learn how to stay. Those are two different skills. The getting requires focusing, focusing, focusing. Then when things calm down and you are still, then you have to have the energy to maintain. Part of the mind will complain, well, what's next? And you tell yourself, well, this is what's next. We're learning how to get the mind still and how to keep it still. It's an important skill. Develop all the skills of thinking. How about some skills in allowing the mind to be still, to gather its energy? The first thing you've got to watch out for are thoughts of boredom. Don't identify with them. This is where the fourth step comes in, which is releasing. Because as you maintain your concentration, you've got to release it from any disturbances that will come up. So there's a thought of boredom. Remind yourself, who's bored? Who's saying that? Are we here only for entertainment? Learn how to appreciate the fact that the mind can settle down and not have to keep moving, moving, moving around. And be alert. Because distractions will come. But when they come with a little bit of signaling beforehand. You've got to learn how to catch that. If you can catch the signals, then you can be prepared. See, the mind is beginning to slip a little bit, like that image of the inchworm at the edge of a leaf. It waves around and around, hoping another leaf will come past. If you find your mind in that state, just bring the end of the inchworm back to the leaf. In other words, breathe in a different way. It's like riding surf waves. Sometimes you have to lean a little bit to the left, lean a little bit to the right. You don't just stay stock still. You ride the waves. You get more and more sensitive to what the mind is going to do when it's ready to leave, which parts of the committee are already planning to go. And you can snuff them out, breathe through them. expand your awareness into that part of the body that for some reason has gotten neglected. There are lots of ways of maintaining this. Full body awareness, full body breath, a sense of total fullness. And then anything else that comes up, you just let it go. That's the fourth step, the releasing. In some cases, the releasing is very quick. You notice this is a disturbance, you don't want to go there, and you drop it. Other times you have to think through what are the drawbacks of that kind of thinking. Remind yourself you don't have to go there. The thinking can be there in one corner of the mind, it won't go away, but you don't have to pay it any attention. Just relax around it. It's in these ways that you get the mind together with the breath, together with feelings of pleasure. Then you use that fourth tetrad for doing more refined work in releasing the mind from its various hindrances, its various distractions. But for the time being, working on the constructive side, making the breath a place where you really want to be. You learn the skills for how to stay here. Keeping the mind profitably occupied, interested enough, even when things are very, very still, interested in protecting the stillness. These are some of the ways in which you get the mind into the right state for being with feelings, for being with the breath. So all three tetrads in the beginning form a oneness that's solid, lasting, takes that gladdening of the mind and gives it a really trustworthy foundation.